about how during the back room, during the course of the year, have come together for you guys as you've gotten healthier, as you guys started playing better?
We've had our ups and downs this year, obviously, but like you said, things have kind of started to take place the way we planned them taking place a long time ago. So it's just all about, you know, being persistent, resiliency. And guys aren't getting healthy at the right time. I mean, we're still somewhat banged up, but healthier than we have been in a long time. So hopefully that translates in us playing better. We've played pretty good football the last couple of weeks, and we can still play better. So that's what our focus is this week.
Justin, do you appreciate the coach talking about this Road Warriors mentality, once again taking up kind of what you did before in the 2007-2008 postseason?
I mean, you didn't have to talk about it. We understand it. We know to get to where we want to be, we have to kind of embrace what it's going to be. We won't have another game at MetLife Stadium this year. So, you know, hopefully we have 3 more road games. And, you know, that road warrior mentality is more than just a saying. It has to be something that's embedded in you, going into hostile territory. I mean, it's easier said than done, especially when you got a team like Green Bay and that home field advantage they have playing in Lambeau, on Lambeau Field. You know, hopefully we can embrace it and kind of wake up from echoes to, you know, what it meant for us in 2007-2008. Not much. I remember the replay more than I do, you know, seeing it, live. But it's just one of those plays, man. You give Brett Favre that ball and to throw that out, you know, 10 times, he probably puts it away from Corey, you know, 9 out of 10. But it just happened to be our time. I'm sure you've asked Corey, you know, it's probably one of the best breaks he had on the football. And, yeah, hard football. I'm giving Corey a lot of credit here. Hard football. Wind was blowing like 100 miles per hour. It was a tough catch.
Do you remember the sound or the absence of it when the play was made?
Nah, you don't remember little things like that. You're just so engulfed in the fact that you have a chance now to end this football game and go, you know, to the, you know, what was my first Super Bowl. You really don't even remember any of those little tidbits. It looks like it. It looks like they are more physical. The Chiefs missed a lot of opportunities too. Obviously, I saw a lot of drop passes from, you know, the Green Bay Packers that they normally wouldn't drop. But I think at the end of the day, the team that wins this game is a team that's more physical. You use the word bully. I use the word physical.
Do you have to bump them off, like receivers? You have to bump them at the line of scrimmage to get them off their timing, things like that?
I think you do. I think it helps a lot. With the talent they have at wide receiver and the talent they have at quarterback, those guys have been working on this stuff for a long time. And it just seems like when a lot of the film we watch with Aaron and those guys, man, the ball just finds its way to be in the right place at the right time. When it doesn't happen that way, it's normally when guys have knocked them off their rhythm and they kind of knocked them off the timing off. And just buys that extra second for the rush to get there. I think that's important, very.
Sorry. When you look back at your last game against the Packers, considering you guys weren't anywhere near full strength and clearly didn't play your best defensively, are you looking back and kind of surprised that it was still as close as it was against that team?
It is what it is. Like you said, we didn't play our best game, and I think that's encouraging to know that we hung in with the best team in the country and didn't come close to, you know, playing our best game. So our motto around here this week is just go up there and play our best game and see what happens. I'm sure they're gonna play a great game too. But we always felt like around here, if we play our style of football and play our best game, we can play with anybody.
You were talking about a physical type of game. Can you guys, from a defensive standpoint, feed off of a physical running game? Has Brandon had any kind of?
We always do.
You feed off that?
Absolutely.
How does that carry over?
It's exciting to see other defenses start short arming or trying to arm tackle a 265, 275-pound back. It's exciting to see, him just, you know, plowing his way for, you know, 3, 4, 5-plus yards. And it wears down our defense. I've been in games where we've had the same thing happen to us, and I know the effect it's going to have on defense come fourth quarter when you have those two guys. It's such a great changeup from Bradshaw to Jacobs. It's tough to mentally prepare for that because, you can't simulate, 270 pounds hitting you with that force and then coming back with, you know, a scat back like Bradshaw, who is powerful also. It's tough to simulate.
Justin, did you ever think that this team, you even talked to us about it a few weeks ago, that you talked about the word collapse and all that other stuff, and did you ever think that you were going to be here in the postseason?
Yeah, you never allow yourself to think that, regardless of how bad things are at the moment. Yeah, I've seen it too many times where it just seems like a team that's been counted out just finds a way to, you know, right the ship. And, I mean, it happened to us in 07. It happened to Green Bay last year. In this league, it's so much parity in this league. Once a team figures it out and gets hot, it's hard to stop. And, you know, hopefully that's where we're at right now. We've been here before. We know how this feeling feels. And I think we're poised to get on a run. But, you know, it's going to be a tough ride. As far as the D line speed, we got some things that we're trying to do on the back end to kind of, you know, get him to hold the ball a little bit longer. But you know, the pressure is on our D line. You know, even when you can't get to him, just to let him feel you, make sure you know you're around him. Maybe some batted passes, things like that. Because I think he does a great job of, even when the rush gets to him, he's athletic enough to avoid it and buy him. You know, with his feet, he buys himself some more time to make plays downfield. He's pretty athletic like that. So it is a lot of pressure on us up front to not only contain him and get pressure on him, but, you know, even when we can't get pressure on him, get our hands up and make sure that he doesn't have those windows to throw the ball in. That's when he's tremendously dangerous. He's dangerous anyway, but, you know, obviously with sitting here, letting him sit back there and get comfortable and we don't have a shot. Say that again, I didn't hear the first part.
If there's one thing that you guys did defensively out of that 38-35 game that encourages you most entering this game, what would it be?
Nothing. We gave up 38 points.